Welcome back to another episode of Dentistry's Growing with Grace podcast. Join Grace and her guest of the week as they discuss lessons learned in the industry and explore unique insights into ethical growth.
Hello, and welcome back to Dentistry's Growing with Grace. I am so excited to have Bobby Hansen here with me today from Treatment 24/7. Bobby, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Grace. Appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
Absolutely. So I had put out a post recently inviting, you know, the dental community at large, if they wanted to be a part of this event to talk about case acceptance. And this was just, you know, a perfect fit for Treatment 24/7. So tell me a little bit about, just for our listeners, what is Treatment 24/7?
Sure. Treatment 24/7 is a software that was designed in a dental practice for dental practices to simplify the entire treatment planning process and really to solve a common problem that all dentists face, which is increasing case acceptance. Everybody talks about wanting to increase their case acceptance. And what I've found is, you know, like with most things, you can't improve what you can't track. And so, you know, Treatment 24/7 tracks the treatment plans presented from, you know, when they're presented to the patient all the way through the restorative process, and, you know, can manage the millions of dollars of opportunity that come through the doors every year in the form of restorative dentistry in ways the practice management systems just can't do it.
I love that. I love the concept. I'm going to ask some difficult questions and kind of put you on the spot a little bit, because that's what people like to hear. So if I'm the patient in a practice, and let's say I visit a dentist, I get a treatment plan. I say, let me talk to my husband. I decide I'm not going to commit and give you my credit card same day. And we all know, like, that's the ideal situation, that I'm like, sure, here's my credit card. But let's say, okay, even the best presenters have treatment that walks out the door. We just know that. So let's say I leave because I want to talk to my husband or whatever. What would my experience be like if that practice utilized Treatment 24/7? What would I see if I did nothing, if I didn't come back or call or accept treatment?
So one thing that our software does, which breaks down a very large barrier in case acceptance, is the idea of payment options, or how patients are going to pay for their dentistry. Most people don't want to tell you that they can't afford something. And so what they'll say is, I need to talk to my spouse, right? Or I need to check my work schedule, when money or their inability to pay for it might be the reason why they're too, you know, or too proud or whatever. So they don't want to tell you they can't afford something. And so our treatment plans allow practices to customize and present proactively the payment options that a practice offers based on the patient's amount. So that if it truly is about, you know, money, they have a treatment plan that they can take home and speak with their significant other and say, hey, this is what I need in terms that I can understand, because our software translates the dental terminology that you and I speak into patient-friendly terms. You know, it shows their portion, and then most importantly, how they can pay for their dentistry. So it answers all of the questions that that spouse may have. Now, if I were presenting the dentistry, what I would say is, Grace, I understand you, but just, you know, speak to your spouse. I want to speak with my spouse about important health decisions as well. I notice you have your phone there. Why don't I step out and give you a few minutes for you to call them, so that if they do have any questions that you can't answer, I'm just a step away. So I would kind of put it back on the patient and say, is that really what it is? Do you really need to speak to them? And if that's the case, give them a call. We've got you here, you know? So that's, you know, that would be how I would suggest that. In that instance.
That's hard for me. I am better at marketing than I am at sales. It's hard for me to have those difficult conversations sometimes. I do it anyways, but I think a lot of people who work on, you know, in the dental team are open to hearing that, but those skills kind of slip, right? So even if you did everything that you could to get them to accept on the spot, because that's the goal, there's still going to be a percentage of people who want to think about it. And let's say you did everything you could possibly do to get me to accept, all the right things without being pushy. And I go home, how would my follow-up, what kind of message would I receive? How does treatment 24/7 work to help to get me to a point where I accept that treatment?
So a large portion of the follow-up process when a patient doesn't accept the dentistry schedule or get it done right away is the organization or lack thereof of the pending opportunity. So you could pull an unscheduled treatment list in a practice management system. And this is a big if. If the practice management system is being reconciled properly and being used and there's not a ton of garbage in, you can get a list of patients and their restorative needs. But who was the front office staff member that presented the dentistry? What payment options were left? What notes about the conversation that this treatment coordinator had with that patient when left on the treatment plan? That's what dentistry is missing. That's what our software provides, is that customer service. You know, there's nothing that screams lack of customer service than having to tell your story to the same, you know, three separate times to different people. And so if a patient calls back and says, hey, I need to talk to somebody about my treatment, and the coordinator isn't there, somebody else can quickly log in, pull up that treatment plan, and pick up that conversation where they left off. You know, there's not a lack of dental practices out there. And, you know, the patients, they can't really on the clinical side determine how good you are, right? It's all about the experience is really what they're determining how good you are as a dentist. So what separates good dental practices from great ones is excellent customer service. And that includes being on the same page. And that's a huge reason why, you know, organizing all of the treatment plans in a single place allows anybody to be able to follow up with patients and have really meaningful conversations that, to your point, show you care about that patient. You listen to what was going on and what they told you and some of their pain points. You came back and called them with meaningful information. You're going to move forward.
So does treatment 24/7 allow the front office employee to quickly and easily see what treatment is not yet accepted in order to follow up? It's more of a communication tool, right?
It's an internal, you know, management tool for the front office team to manage those. Yes. So with a couple clicks of the button, I could filter down a list of 10,000 treatment plans to find only treatment plans that are in a presented status with this coordinator and this doctor from this time to this time. So I can super narrow down and say, hey, you know, here were some patients. We're running a Black Friday special, and we're doing 25% off restorative dentistry. I can find all the big whale treatment plans and say, hey, there's a great opportunity. That would take days to find an intuitive list like that from the practice management. And at the end of the day, your front office staff's time is very, you know, it's very expensive. You want to make sure it's being utilized as efficiently as possible.
Awesome. So I've also seen what treatment plans look like when they come from the practice management software. They're confusing, they're coded, they're full of jargon. And patients leave going, what does this mean? What advice do you give to a dental team that's putting together treatment plans that are just kind of pushing a button and having it print?
I'd love to show them what treatment 24/7 treatment plans look like, because that's really where we started, was taking that difficult terminology that even experienced dental people may not understand or, you know the code off of, and all of the columns of potential insurance information, which we all know insurance companies don't always pay what they say or what Dentrix Open Dental estimates them to pay, right? It's all about services rendered and going from there off the EOB. So what we wanted to do was simplify and say, hey, look, this is the dental, your dental needs. They don't care about a 2391 or a 2393. They don't care about the surfaces, the fillings. They understand what a tooth colored filling is. So you present a tooth colored filling. And then you remove all of the insurance information, show them what their copay is, right? Because if you are taking insurance, you know, that the copay, what is estimated in dentures, is what the insurance company is telling you they're not going to pay, right? That's the number that you can actually guarantee to a patient to be correct at this time.
So, my marketing brain is going tooth color filling. Can I call it like an aesthetic tooth color filling? Like, can I customize the words?
You can customize it. You know, we've already translated it to something patient friendly, but you know, sky's the limit. If you want to customize it, we have a lot of customers that change, you know, the crown, the same day crown, because they want to offer those, you know, advertise those services. Absolutely.
Can I add my logo?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm telling you guys, I've done very little research, as you can see, which I kind of like doing on these types of interviews, because I like to ask the questions that I would initially think of, that anyone would initially think of. So if someone is thinking about treatment 24/7, what can they expect in terms of onboarding, setup process, and then most importantly, in terms of results?
Yeah, absolutely. So our software was designed with simplicity in mind. So from the minute you sign up to when your account's ready to go is less than an hour. You get everything set up, practice integrated, synced, ready to go out of the box. When it comes to results, our customers increase their case acceptance on average by 40% within the first 100 days. So if you think about what that means, it's not a substantial more cost. That's just going to profitability, because you've already paid for those patients to come in. You've already paid for the staff and the time. You're just converting more of what's already there. So your profitability is going to skyrocket. And you're going to keep your chairs full, which ultimately is what the doctors want, the doctor owners, and what the front office staff wants, right? The more they're busy in their chairs, the less they have to worry. You know, they come into the front and see what's going on. So keep your doctors busy. That's what our software will do.
I love it. So talk to me about this. How does this aid in the follow-up process for a patient? I know I talked a little bit about that, but besides the front office logging in and just kind of seeing it and following it, is there anything else that it does to kind of facilitate communication between the office and the patient?
Not at the moment where a practice can do external communication, though that's in the plans to be done. You know, as all softwares have wants and ideas, that's definitely one of ours.
But there's, I mean, I don't mind that. I think we're in a day of automation, and sometimes automation can be taken too far to where you lose that personal involvement. So even just having someone weekly dedicating a couple hours to following up on unaccepted treatment and facilitating those conversations, that one-on-one conversation can never fully be replaced. You know, you might be able to remind people that they have treatment that they need, but are you going to be able to overcome an objection or get them excited about their new smile through an e-blast? Probably not. It's going to be a conversation. So
absolutely. I mean, texting is great, and it has, you know, advanced our abilities to communicate like nothing else, right? But there's a time and a place for it. You can't get personal in a text message. You can't hear tone. You can't get those things in a text message. And if you do, it's your perceived tone, and there's a lot that's lost in the translation. So I think you're right. In this instance, when you're talking about filling your restorative chairs with dentistry, taking care of patients, a text message might be great to remind them that they have dentistry, but a phone call is so much more powerful. And it's far more likely to convert.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or you can get a text message to set up a phone call or to set up a video call to talk through their options with their spouse. I mean, there are so many just different options for how you can work through your list to increase your case acceptance and to follow up with your patients, that if you don't have a program for this, you're definitely missing out. And that's coming from somebody who does marketing. And so I'm used to talking to people all day about their new patient numbers. But if we don't have to work as hard at the marketing because you've got stronger case acceptance, then that's great. That's a win-win. So I love this. How would, if we had an interested person listening, how would they get in contact with you to learn more about treatment 24/7?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go to our website, treatment247.com. And there's a call to action button for the marketers right there, right on the front, where you can sign up for a demo. And, we'll spend some time talking about practices needs and what they're looking for and how we can help, you know, solve some of the problems that they face.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Bobby. I appreciate you being here with me today. And to our audience, I hope this information is helpful for you. There are so many great solutions out there for you. And I hope that by being a part of our podcast and our Facebook group, that you are learning about all of the things that are available to help grow your practice and to help streamline your systems. So if you are not a member of our Facebook group, please join Dentistry's Growing with Grace. Or if you are not listening to our podcast, please subscribe at gracerizza.com. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.